Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Bank. We're the one for you.
You've asked for it, and yes, we heard you. It's bigger, brighter, and better. Yes, 10 times the money is back, giving you more chances to win, more prizes, lower odds. It's 10 times the excitement, and you can win up to $1 million instantly. All this for only $500 per ticket. Playing 10 times the money is so easy. In the same row across, if your number matches the winning number, win the prize shown for that row. If you scratch reveal a 2 times, 5 times, or 10 time multiplier, you automatically win the prize for that row times the multiplier. So come on, play your favorite 10 times the money scratch game again. And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When last we were in Murundoy, Auntie Myrtle counseled Catalina to allow Simon and Joy to make the decision about allowing their daughter Eva to have the HPV vaccine to protect her from cervical cancer. Simon followed Auntie Myrtle's advice and took Catalina to dinner. He also ignored Catalina's objection and invited Shelley and Ignatius, who disclosed information on Catalina's past, of which Simon was unaware. The evening ended in an uncomfortable mood, which grew worse when Simon received a call from Sister Patsy. As we return to Murundoy, Catalina is questioning Simon about that call.
Let's continue with the music as we go down memory lane.
Simon, you still ain't give me a proper explanation as to why Sister Patsy was calling you the other night.
I can read minds now, Catalina.
Look how she even get your number, Simon.
We are friends.
Friends? Look, I know Sister Patsy, she just don't be friends with no man.
Well, you're entitled to think whatever you please.
Look, everybody in this village knows that woman's reputation. And she's the last person you want to become friends with.
What is she known for? Dancing at the slippery pole? Being a working girl? How can you pass judgment on another woman?
Look, If you want to tell me something, just come out and say it.
I have nothing more to say on this matter, Catalina.
We need to trash this out now.
What do you want me to say?
I want to know the truth about you and Sister Patsy.
I told you the truth. We are friends.
Well, can you cut it out? I won't put it past Sister Patsy to walk around this village giving people the wrong impression.
She can do whatever she pleases.
Simon, whether it's true or not.
What would she lie about?
She would go around giving people the impression that you and she's more than just friends.
So what does it matter? You know the truth.
Simon, I don't want that sort of scandal about me and you.
The less you think about other people's thoughts and opinions, the happier you will be.
Baby girl, thanks for coming over.
Well, go on, girl, Dinah.
Let me turn off this fire. Girl, I wish I could have said that everything was peaches and roses. But I would be lying.
Me know the feeling, girl.
Sit down now.
Thanks.
How your mother?
No better. Me prepare my mind for the worst.
What is life, eh?
So I really go out with Rhonda.
Girl, she's sick and she's frightened for go to the doctor.
What the symptoms?
She bleeding between she periods and she complaining about a steady belly pain. Then when she ain't bleeding, the discharge is a funny gray or yellowish color.
Ooh.
Plus she feeling pain when she urinating.
What?
And no matter how me and you need talk, she don't want to go to the doctor. Aubrey even trying from New York.
She got
to
get up and go now.
You think it could possibly be the same thing your mother got? Cervical cancer?
It could be. But she can't know till she go to the doctor and get a proper diagnosis.
Well, talk to she for minute, baby. Me, Unique, and Aubrey ain't know what else for do. Maybe she gonna listen to you.
All right. Where she there?
She upstairs in bed.
Sister Patsy, why were you calling Simon the other night?
This is what we just do now, Catalina.
Look, I don't have the time and the patience to deal with you. I know you separate.
Well, child, I have an appointment with my gynecologist and I really can't stand up here and chat with you.
Patsy?
I going and do my yearly pap smear for make sure everything all right with this old girl. When last you
Look,
had
Look, that's none of your business. I just want to know what going on with you and Simon.
Me and the man is just friends, Catalina.
You know what? I just don't understand how we just reached this village and just happened to be friends with you.
Am I not a friendly person there? Eh? Maybe Simon just happens to like my company.
Well, I'm telling you right now, cut it out. I know you stay and you ain't going around this village causing no scandal involving me.
Catalina, this is so childish. Why do you have to behave so desperate, huh?
Excuse me?
The moment you allow a man to bring you to a level like this is the moment you lose yourself. Simon ain't allowed to have friends?
He allowed to have friends, yes, but I know you.
Does Simon know you're here?
Look, I am just going to tell you this once, Sister Patsy. Stay away from my family, you hear me? Stay away!
Yes, baby? What are you doing here?
Me come for see you, girl. Me hear you know well.
Who tell you, though? It's just a little issue I have in. Nothing too serious.
What you consider not too serious, Rhonda?
Look, I sure mommy don't give the rundown already since I know if she tell you to come up here and see me.
Yes. Dinah, Unique, and Aubrey are worried about you.
And they all just need to stop worrying so much.
Rhonda, one thing we not play with is we health. You see where me mama end up?
Honestly, I feel it's only menopause I going through. The other night, I even had a little fever.
Fever?
As him as he had flashes or something.
Rhonda, how you gonna sit down home and diagnose your own self, eh? Until you go to the doctor, you don't know what's wrong with you?
Look, I say, if I ain't feel better within the next week or so, I gonna go.
Me don't want to frighten you. But right now, me mama there home are dead with cervical cancer. If she used to go to the doctor and do regular pap smear and so, then probably would have find it early and treat she.
Look, I'm real sorry about your mother, but I sure that's not the case with me.
Well, go and find out for sure. How old are you now?
39 soon.
You still got your whole life ahead of you, Rhonda? Me know Unique, Dinah, and Aubrey don't want nothing bad for wrong with you.
And I know it's not nothing bad.
Rhonda,
Miss
how?
Bibi, you don't understand.
Me know enough time Abby does be too frightened for face the truth.
I just don't want to go to the doctor to give me some wrong diagnosis. I going up to the States by Abby next month and I can see a doctor over there.
And in the meantime, you can just sit down here and suffer?
I all right. It's Symptoms them the ease down right now.
Me hope you're right. And me hope when you find out na nothing as serious as cervical cancer.
I rebuke the man.
Every day, me sit down and I watch me mama go slowly. Pain, me tell you, girl, pain. The other night in my prayer, me tell Allah, text she. And then in the morning, me start to cry. Because me don't want to imagine life without me mother. Every day, I said to myself, if only she had the knowledge to go to the gynecologist, eh? She might have been all right. But enough woman that know these things. And not till when something really wrong with them, then they go run to the doctor.
Well, baby, I gonna be fine. I build in my mind for good.
Go soon, Rhonda. Now sit down and wait too much longer. You got your daughter, your mother, and your fiancé for live for.
Oh, hello.
Simon, my dear.
Patsy, how are you, my darling? Sorry I couldn't take your call the other night.
Oh, it's okay. I figured you were probably in bed by that time.
Actually, we were out at dinner.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes, it was interesting.
But did Catalina tell you she was planning to pay me a visit today?
What?
Oh, she didn't. Yes, I had a nice visit from the madam.
Are you serious?
Why would I joke about something like this, Simon, dear? You are dealing with a very jealous woman, it would appear.
I told her that you and I are just friends. She had no reason to come to your house.
Well, you can never tell what these women will do. And poor me. I was about to go to my gynecologist to do my yearly pap smear. She almost made me late for my appointment.
I'm very sorry about that. Catalina was completely out of line. I'll have to have a word with her.
Be gentle with her, my dear.
She needs to know that she can't pull stunts like this. And I'm allowed to be friends with whomever I please.
Well, you know these young girls, Simon.
I thought I was dealing with a mature woman.
Well, you live and you learn, eh?
Certainly.
So, when are you going to pay me another visit?
Soon, sweetheart. You have plans for me?
You will have to come and find out.
You're a very provocative woman, Patsy. Can easily land a man in trouble.
Well, maybe Catalina does have something to worry about.
Never mind, Catalina. I will deal with her.
If you say so. I look forward to seeing you whenever you decide to drop by.
Soon, my dear. Soon.
Simon, stop! You're squeezing me!
I'm sorry.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't know when I get into a relationship with you that I would be dealing with a little girl.
Little girl? I know we have a big difference in age, but I'm no little girl, Simon.
So why did you go over to Patsy's house to tell her to stay away from me?
I should have known that witch would have called you.
Why would you do that, Catalina? I told you the lady and I are just friends.
You don't know Sister Patsy. I am familiar with the people in this village, and she is one you don't want to tie bundle with.
So you're deciding who my friends are? Catalina, that's not how we will operate in this relationship.
Well, excuse me?
I don't have the time for childish games, you understand me? And you're not going to pull stunts like that again.
Well, I'll just sit down and keep my mouth shut from now on.
Oh, don't be like that.
We're supposed to be in a partnership, Simon. And for you to just allow an outside influence like Sister Patsy to just get in your head is just beyond me.
Stop dwelling on your insecurities and be the woman that I thought I was with.
Well, you know what? If I'm so disappointing, you can just pack up your bags and leave. I don't have to put up with this nonsense. Simon, just leave. You can leave.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Caverton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322 or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care.